show that they're rehabilitated. The hearing speakers included Reverend Paul Ford of Covenant United Church of Christ in South Holland.
People can and do change.
The annual Illinois Department of Corrections budget is more than $1 billion. Supporters of the legislation say too much of that goes toward geriatric care. But the bill's opponents point out that inmates can already appeal for clemency from the governor. Joe Burkett is DuPage County State's attorney.
The bill, if passed, would undermine confidence in the criminal justice system as a whole, the closure that not only the victims and their families feel, but the community.
The bill's sponsors include 8 of the Illinois House's 118 members. I'm Chip Mitchell.
A utility and a community group still don't see eye to eye over the safety of a vacant lot that once housed a manufactured gas plant. In the early part of the 20th century, a company that preceded Ameren made gas from coal at the site off Champaign 5th Street. Ameren has agreed to clean up the residue left underground. But Claudia Lenhoff of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers charges that Ameren isn't being honest about the site's immediate risk to neighbors.
We think it goes out further into the neighborhood than what has been thought so far. If you don't test for it, you won't find it. We know that. So what we want is more extensive testing further out into the neighborhood.
Ameren spokesman Lee Morris contends even if the contamination spread, cleanup can wait until next year is scheduled.
We've acknowledged right along, as we have with every site that we have, that there are residues that are under the surface. They could pose a risk under certain circumstances, but in this situation, there is no immediate health risk to anyone.
Both Lenhoff's group and Ameren plan meetings to discuss the gas plant site. The CCHCC meeting is tomorrow night at Douglas Park. Morris says Ameren will host an open house in September. Champaign County residents who don't have prescription drug coverage have a new option for saving money on medications. The FamilyWise prescription drug discount card has been available locally since May. The United Way of Champaign County is promoting the card, which offers an average discount of 20% on prescription drugs. Beverly Baker of the local United Way admits the discount is not as good as prescription drug insurance, but she says the savings can make a difference when no other coverage is available. And Baker says the FamilyWise card requires no sign-up or registration.
Nobody has to fill anything out. No personal information is collected. So there's no application process or application fee. There's no wait time. You know, as soon as you get a card, you can take it to the pharmacy and use it. You can print one off. You can even photocopy it. And it's good for any member in your family or in your household.
The FamilyWise card is a not-for-profit program, similar but not affiliated with drug discount cards that are sponsored in Vermilion and McLean counties. Baker says most pharmacies in Champaign County will honor the card. The list includes pharmacies at Carl and Christie Clinics and Provena Covenant Medical Center. FamilyWise cards can be obtained through the United Way of Champaign County and by many local service agencies, as well as the FamilyWise website. You can go to it at FamilyWise.com. FamilyWise is spelled with a Z. The Chicago Urban League has filed a lawsuit that accuses Illinois and the State Board of Education of violating students' civil rights because of the way education is funded. Urban League President Cheryl Jackson says they sued today as part of efforts to make funding more equitable. Governor Blagojevich has said he won't support any funding change that involves an income tax increase. A spokesman for Blagojevich declined to comment. A Board of Education spokesman declined as well, saying he hasn't seen the suit. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
Well, cloud cover has moved into the Champaign area. 82 degrees at the top of the hour at Willard Airport. 84 still at Champaign or at Friends Plaza here in Urbana on the U of I campus. And we'll see more clouds move in across the rest of the two-state area as that large area of high pressure over the Midwest that's brought us all that sunshine the past few days will slowly drift east. That'll allow the southerly wind flow to set up, and that should allow a slight warm-up through tomorrow, but also brings in the risk of showers and isolated thunderstorms. They'll come in from the southwest as early as after midnight tonight. The upper-level disturbance responsible for the showers will be slow to exit the region. That means they'll be with us for a couple of days. There's a chance of rain all the way through Saturday. But gradually warmer temperatures into the upper 80s and a little bit more humidity as well. We've seen a bit more humidity today, in fact. The forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser for Champaign-Urbana, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. East winds at 5 to 10 and a low of 64 degrees. For tomorrow, that chance of a few showers and thunderstorms creeps in. Mostly cloudy with a high of 86, southeast winds at 7 to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms also possible into Friday with clouds. Tomorrow night's low 67 degrees, up to 87 on Friday. Chance of a passing shower Friday night with a low of 68. Then on Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun with a chance again of a few showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees. Friends Plaza now has 84 at 5:35 Central Time.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a federal judge refused to move the trial of Senator Ted Stevens from Washington, D.C. to Alaska. Stevens, the longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate, is charged with filing false financial disclosure reports to conceal gifts valued at more than $250,000. Senator Stevens did not attend today's court hearing, but NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg did, and she joins us now. Nina, Senator Stevens.